My dearly beloved in Christ, 3 days ago, we had the feast of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. And in the epistle for the Ascension, there were the words of our Lord to the apostles. He told them to remain in the city until the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, should come upon them. Now, the apostles did just that. They went back into the city after the Ascension of our Lord, and for the next 9 days, they prayed to prepare themselves for the coming of the Holy Ghost. And it says in the Acts of the Apostles that they prayed in union with Mary. They were there in the upper room where they had the Last Supper, and they prayed together with our Blessed Mother and other disciples. And finally, on the 10th day, the Holy Ghost came upon them on Pentecost Sunday. And we are now preparing for that feast by a novena. Next Sunday is Pentecost, which is the second most important feast day of the church year after Easter. A very important day when the Holy Ghost came upon the apostles and strengthened them, poured out upon them his gifts. And the apostles went forth and they were no longer afraid to be put to death for confessing the name of Christ, for preaching the faith. They were transformed. And the Holy Ghost does the same for us with his gifts. That is why the sacrament of confirmation is very important that we have every year at this time of year. And we pray for those preparing for this important sacrament. It is also important for us to call to mind the Holy Ghost, to pray to the Holy Ghost. 2 days ago, we had the feast day of a saint named Saint Bede the Venerable. He was an English priest who lived in the 8th century. But it is interesting to read how he died, that he said the glory be to the Father. He bowed over and said, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. And after he said the words, the Holy Ghost, he expired. What a beautiful way to die. But we say that prayer, don't we, every day, many times. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. Professing our faith in the Holy Trinity. One God in three divine persons. And we know that these three persons are equal. They are consubstantial. They are co-equal. And yet, there is what theologians refer to as a procession of persons in the Trinity. That the Father is not begotten, nor does he proceed. And the Son is begotten by the Father. And then the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. And this mysterious procession of persons does not imply any precedence of one person over the others, because the three divine persons are, again, co-equal, co-eternal, consubstantial. And yet the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. Now, there was a heresy began around the 800s or thereabouts, and it eventually led in the 11th century to the schism of the Greeks from the Roman Catholic Church, because the Church teaches that the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. And the Greeks were saying, no, the Holy Ghost only proceeds from the Father. And that's erroneous to say he proceeds from the Son. Well, that, of course, was a heretical concept. So look at the words of today's gospel. Our Lord said, recorded by St. John in chapter 15, at that time Jesus said to his disciples, but when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father. Now, in those words, our Lord is saying he will send the Holy Ghost, and that the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father. So the Holy Ghost then does proceed from the Father and the Son, whom I will send you, our Lord says. Now we say in the Apostles' Creed, the latter part of the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints, etc. But in the Nicene Creed, which is recited at Mass on Sunday and on feasts of our Lord and our Blessed Mother, also feasts of the doctors of the Church, it is enlarged. We say, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who together with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, and who spoke through the prophets. So we profess our faith there in the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Holy Trinity. We must remember the Holy Ghost, because he it is who comes and takes up his possession, brings his presence into our soul, takes our soul as his possession. Because we say that by baptism, we become temples of the Holy Ghost. So he dwells within us. We have this divine life. And that is why this time of the year is so important, that we make this novena well as we prepare for Pentecost. Now, this is why we have the custom of novenas. Somebody has a special petition, and they say, well, I'm going to make a novena to St. Joseph, or St. Philomena, or St. Anthony, or to the Little Flower, whatever. Why do we make novenas? Why not 7 days, 8 days, 10 days? Why 9 days? Because the first novena was made by the apostles and our Blessed Mother to prepare for the coming of the Holy Ghost, who descended upon them on the 10th day. So they spent 9 days in prayer. And Pope Leo XIII wrote an encyclical on the Holy Ghost, and he ordered that in every parish church at this time of the year, between the Ascension and Pentecost, there is to be a public novena to the Holy Ghost. And of course, we do that. So today is the third day of that novena. But it would be good for you as well to say prayers to the Holy Ghost to prepare for the important feast of Pentecost. Because if there ever was a time when Catholics needed the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the grace of the Holy Ghost, the strength that the Holy Ghost furnishes, we need that today. We need a greater share of the gifts of the Holy Ghost than Catholics of past ages needed. Those gifts of wisdom and understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. We need all of these gifts. Fortitude is perhaps one that we especially need, which is spiritual strength to live our faith, to persevere in our faith, to not be afraid of what the world has to say, and again, to be strong in our faith. So let us make this novena well. Let us call to mind the Holy Ghost, who is the hidden guest in our souls. There was a holy cardinal, and someone asked him once, what is your secret? How do you maintain? You have all these responsibilities, and yet you maintain an interior life. What is your secret? And he said, well, every day I pray to the Holy Ghost. I call to mind that the Holy Ghost dwells within me by grace. He is the guest of my soul. My soul is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and I pray to him to enlighten me, to strengthen me, to help me in my duties. And so we also need the grace of the Holy Ghost. Let us then make this novena well. Let us remember that the Holy Ghost dwells within us. Let us be faithful to his inspirations and daily call upon him for help in living our faith, that we might persevere to the end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.